I think looking back at that book, it was really a challenging place to start in writing because the issue was so big. But I remember, you know, since that, I've spun off smaller books, in particular, The Purity Principle, where I take some of the most biblical and practical aspects of Christians in the wake of the sexual revolution. I've made use of it. Then there's also a booklet that I wrote that was published by University for Christian leaders. And that book has had, called Sexual Temptation, had a tremendous response, and we still publish it today. Those issues are still so huge, but what was distinctive about Christians in the wake of the sexual revolution is that it predated everything that it came. That book came out in 75. I was writing it in 83 and 84. It came out in 1985. Then it was in 1988 where you had the Jim Baker and Jimmy Swaggart, you know, scandals, and that just changed everything. And when I say it changed everything, one of the great criticisms that I got for Christians in the Wake of the Sexual Revolution was people saying the problem isn't nearly as bad as you're making out. I mean, it can't be that bad. I mean, you're making it sound like there are a number of Christian leaders who are actually involved in sexual sin, and you're making this sound just way, way, you know, worse than it is, and you're hanging out dirty laundry in front of the world. And my response to that was, no, this is happening. And it's happening in a lot of places, and the dirty laundry is already there. And all we're doing is waiting for the world to expose it. The world's going to expose it. If we don't expose it, you know, I mean, we got to deal with it and then, you know, hopefully take the problem away or a large part of it away. And then it won't be as scandalous because we've taken it seriously. And little did I realize how prophetic that would end up being, because then, 3 years later, there was everybody out there, the entire world, looking in on the church at Jim Baker and Jimmy Swaggart and all. You probably remember some of the related things. It was just unbelievable what surfaced, what came to the fore as a result of those scandals. So the distinctive thing about Christians in the Wake of the Sexual Revolution was that it predated those things and therefore seemed just extremely radical, and actually it was hard for some people to believe.